Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We are going through the major characters out of Genesis, and we're doing this chronologically all the way to Revelation. You know, how it happened, when it happened, because the Bible's not written in order. It's written from the biggest book to the smallest book, and so ending with Revelation. So what we're doing, we're taking as it actually happened in history. And so we did Abraham, we done Isaac, we done Jacob. Now we're coming up to Joseph, the fourth major character in the account of the Israelites. And so this is a fascinating story. So we're in Genesis chapter 37. And so Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob settled again in the land of Canaan, where his father had lived. Now this is the history of Jacob's family. When Joseph was 17 years old, he often tended his father's flock with his half-brothers and the sons of his father's wives. And so Joseph reported to his father that some bad things his brothers were doing. Now, Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his other children because Joseph had been born to him in his old age. So one day, he gave Joseph a special gift, a beautiful robe. But his brothers hated Joseph because of their father's partiality. They would say, you know, you got a new coat, you know, now you got something from him. Daddy likes you more than he likes us. So, in verse 5, one night Joseph had a dream and promptly reported the details to his brothers, causing them to hate him even more. "Listen to my dream, brothers," he announced. "We were out in the field tying up bundles of grain. My bundle stood up, and then your bundles all gathered around and bowed down before it." "So are you going to be our king? Are you?" his brothers taunted him. And they hated him even more for his dream and what he said. Well, then Joseph had another dream. He told his brothers about that. "Hey, listen to this dream I just had. The sun, the moon, the 11 stars all bowed down before me." This time he told his father as well as his brothers. And his father rebuked him. "What do you mean?" his father asked. "Will your mother and your brothers not actually come and bow down before you?" But while his brothers were jealous of Joseph, the father gave some thought and wondered what it all meant. Soon after this, Joseph's brothers went to the pastor of their father's flocks, Shechem. And when they'd gone for some time, Jacob sent Joseph, "Your brothers are at Shechem with the flocks. I'm going to send you to them." "I'm ready to go," he said. "Well, go and see how your brothers and the flocks are getting along," Jacob said. "Then come back and bring me word." So Jacob sent him on his way. Joseph traveled to Shechem, in the home of the valley in Hebron. When he arrived there, a man noticed him wandering around the countryside. "What are you looking for?" he asked. "Well, for my brothers and their flocks," Joseph replied. "Have you seen them?" "Yes," he told them, "but they're no longer here. I heard your brother say that they were going to Dothan." So Joseph followed his brothers to Dothan and found them there. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance and made plans to kill him. "Here comes the dreamer," they said. "Come, let's kill him and let's throw him into a deep pit. We can tell our father that a wild animal has eaten him. Then we'll see what becomes of his dreams." But Reuben said, no. "Listen, he came to Joseph's rescue. Let's not kill him. Why should we shed blood? Let's just throw him into a pit, and that way he'll die without us having to touch him." Reuben was secretly planning to help Joseph escape, but later bring him back to his father. So when Joseph showed up and arrived, they pulled off his beautiful robe and they threw him into the pit. Now the pit was normally used to store water, but it was empty at the time. Then, just as they were sitting there to eat, they noticed a caravan of camels in the distance coming toward them. It was a group of Ishmaelite traders taking spices and balm and myrrh from Gilead to Egypt. Judah said to the other brothers, "What can we gain by killing our brother? That would just make us guilty, have us guilty conscience. Let's sell Joseph to these Ishmaelite traders. Let's not be responsible for his death. After all, he is our brother." And his brothers agreed. So when the traders came by, their brothers pulled Joseph's coat out of the pit and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And the Ishmaelite traders took him to Egypt. Sometime later, Reuben returned to get Joseph's coat out of the pit, and when he discovered that Joseph was missing, he tore his clothes in anguish and frustration. Then he went back to his brothers and lamented, the boy's gone. What can I do now? Then Joseph said, well, let's kill a goat and dip his robe in the blood. And then they took the beautiful robe that the father had made so that he could identify it, and they took the coat and they dipped it in the blood. And so they brought it back and said, it's Joseph's robe, isn't it? The father recognized it at once. Yes, it's my son's robe. A wild animal has attacked and eaten him. Surely Joseph had been torn to pieces. Then Jacob tore his clothes, put in sackcloth. He mourned deeply for his son for many days. His family all tried to comfort him, but it was no use. I will die in mourning for my son, he would say. Then he began to weep again. Meanwhile, in Egypt, the traitors sold Joseph to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Potiphar was captain of the palace guard. Chapter 38, verse 1. About this time, Judah left home and moved to Adullam. And when he visited a man named Harah, there he met a Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shusha, and married her. She became pregnant, had a son, and Judah named the boy Er. And then Judah's wife had another son, named him Onan. And then when she had a third son, she named him Selah. And at the time of Selah's birth, they were living in Kazib. When the oldest son Er grew up, Judah arranged his marriage to a young woman named Tamar. But Er was a wicked man in the Lord's sight. So the Lord took his life. Now, people say, that'd make a bumper sticker. Well, that's not a good story. And they say, well, why? Well, we don't know why. We just know what happened. So it says that then Judah said to her, said, listen, you must marry Tamar as our law requires of the brother of the man who has died. Her firstborn son will be your brother's heir. But Onan was not willing to have a child that would not be his own heir. So whenever they had intercourse with Tamar, he would spill the semen on the ground to keep her from having a baby, and that would belong to his brother. So the Lord considered the wicked thing that Onan did to deny a child to his dead brother. So the Lord asked Onan and took his life too. Then Judah told Tamar, their daughter-in-law, not to marry again at the time, but returned to her parents. And she was to remain a widow until the youngest son, Shelah, was old enough to marry her. But Judah didn't really intend to do this because he was afraid that Shelah would also die, like his two brothers. So Tamar went home to her parents. In the course of time, Judah's wife died. After a time of mourning was over, Judah and his friend Harah, Adullamite, went to Timnah to supervise the shearing of the sheep. Someone told Tamar that her father-in-law had left for the sheep shearing. Tamar was aware that Shelah had grown up there, but not called her to come and to marry. So she changed out all of her widow's clothing and covered herself with a veil to disguise herself. Then she sat beside the road at the entrance of the village on her way to Tamar. Judah noticed her as he went by and thought, oh, she's a prostitute, since her face was veiled. So he stopped and propositioned her to sleep with him, not realizing that she was his own daughter-in-law. How much will you pay me? Tamar asked. He said, I'll send a young man from my flock, and I'll give you a young goat, he promised. What pledge will you give me so I can be sure you will send it? What do you want? She said, well, I want your identification seal, your cord, that your walking stick that you carry. So Judah gave these items to her, and then he slept with her, and she became pregnant. Afterwards, she went home, took off the veil, put on the widow's clothing as usual. Judah asked his friend Adullam to take the young goat back to her and pick up the pledges he had given her, but he couldn't find her. Where can I find the prostitute who was sitting beside the road? We never had a prostitute sitting by the road here, they replied. So Harah returned to Judah and told him they couldn't find her. They didn't know where she was. None of the men of the village had even heard of her. They didn't have a prostitute there. Well, then he kept the pledges. June exclaimed, "We tried our best to send her the coat, the goat, and this will be the laughingstock of the village if we ever come back again." 3 months later, word reached Judah that Tamar, his daughter-in-law, was pregnant as a result of prostitution. "Bring her out here and burn her," Judah shouted. But as they were taking her out to kill her, she sent a message to her father-in-law. Here's what she said. "The man who owns this identification seal and walking stick is the father of my child. Do you recognize him?" Judah admitted that they were his. She said, She is more in the right than I am because I didn't keep my promise and let her marry my son." But Judah never slept with Tamar again. In due season, her time of Tamar's delivery arrived. She had twin sons. As they were being born, one reached out the hand from the midwife and tied a scarlet thread around the wrist of the child and appeared the first, saying, "This child came out first." Then drew out his hand, and the other child, a baby, virtually was the firstborn. "What?" the midwife exclaimed. "How did you break out first?" "And never afterwards called Perez. That's the baby with a scarlet thread around their wrist. He was to be known as Zerah." When Joseph arrived in Egypt, the Ishmaelite traders that he was purchased from by Potiphar, members of the personal staff by Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, Potiphar was the captain of the palace guard. And the Lord was with Joseph and blessed him greatly as he arrived in the home of the Egyptian master. Now, I got to stop for a minute because we're covering an awful lot of territory, a lot of information. The Bible is not a straight line. It weaves and it bobs and it goes in and out. But everything is there and it is really an orderly book. So this is the story of the family of God. It is not a straight line. They're not perfect people. None of the people of God are perfect people. Abraham tried to give his wife away twice because they thought, he said, "Well, is that your wife?" Because if it was his wife, they could kill him and take her. Instead, Abraham said, "No, that's my sister." Well, the Pharaoh paid for her, and she's going to be a prostitute paid for. So he looked out the window one day and saw Abraham kissing Sarah. He said, "That's not your sister. I got a sister. You don't get your sister." And so Pharaoh ran him out of the country twice. Twice he's lied. So this is the father of Abraham. He was a man of faith, but he was not perfect. Isaac tried to run down to Egypt twice, you know, because the drought hit. He wasn't believing God. He's trying to run to find some water. He was not a perfect man. Abraham, Jacob. Jacob was not a perfect man, but he loved God. He wanted God's best. And so we have the whole long story. And then you got Joseph. So here we got Joseph. And what is it again? Man, it is one twisted story. It says Joseph arrived in Egypt with Ishmaelite leaders that he purchased and said the Lord was with Joseph. Here it is. He's been sold by his brothers into slavery. They really wanted to kill him. They dumped him in a pit. They sold him to some traders. And he's going down there. He's a slave in a foreign country. This youngest son is a slave in a foreign country. But here it is. It says in this verse, Chapter 39, verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. What? The Lord was with and blessed him greatly as he served in the home of his Egyptian master. He's a slave in a foreign country. He's a slave in a foreign country. But God said he was with him and that he blessed him. He's a slave in a foreign country. No, God is with him and he blessed him. You can't get your eyes on certain things. You got to remember, the word of God's true. Now, we know by the end of the story, he ends up being the second most powerful man on planet Earth. God does not lie. God blessed him and was with him. Well, he's a slave in a foreign country. No, God blessed him and was with him. So you have to read the whole book to get to the end. What happened? Well, he became the second most powerful man on planet Earth. God blessed him and was with him. You might not see it yet, but God blessed him and was with him. All children of God that have been born again, God has blessed us and is with us. Well, I don't see it. It's true. It's coming to pass. God blessed us and he was with us. What a story. I mean, the word of God is the most powerful thing you'll ever read on. You ought to read some every day, just 5 minutes a day. Read some scripture. It will change your life forever. Man, stay tuned for the next story. It's going to be great. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.